AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They are stunned in Chattanooga.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, you hear about these things happening in bigger cities, New York or someplace like that, and then all of a sudden it hits home.
Keith Wheatley owns the building where 24-year-old Muhammad Youssef Abdulaziz opened fire on a military recruiting center yesterday. Minutes later, another target, a military training center 7 miles away. Four Marines were killed, three other people wounded. Then gunman Abdulaziz was shot dead, apparently by a Chattanooga police officer. FBI Special Agent Ed Reinhold.
There's no indication at this point that anybody else was involved. Obviously, we're still at the beginning of this investigation. We will explore any possibility, and that includes whether or not anyone else was involved in this.
Abdulaziz was born in Kuwait but lived in Tennessee. He was an engineer who studied at the University of Tennessee in Chattanooga. Why he opened fire yesterday on two military facilities is still a mystery. President Obama is asking the nation to pray for the murdered Marines and their families.
It is a heartbreaking circumstance for these individuals who have served our country with great valor to be killed in this fashion.
The FBI says it's looking into whether this was terrorism or what one agent calls simply a criminal act. Now to Colorado, where the jury that convicted movie theater shooter James Holmes of first-degree murder in the killings of 12 people 3 years ago will now decide whether he should be executed. Robert Sullivan has made up his mind. His 6-year-old daughter Veronica was killed that day.
Death. Of course, death.
A tornado slammed into the small town of Cameron, Illinois, a couple of hundred miles southwest of Chicago. Damage, but no serious injuries, were told. This is AP Radio News. President Obama says we're putting too many people in prison for too long for nonviolent offenses. AP correspondent Shirley Smith says his suggestion for change, though, isn't sitting well with everyone.
Jeremy Hale with the Sentencing Project says he agrees with the president when it comes to some severe prison sentences.
We'd like to see a bipartisan criminal justice bill that would reduce mandatory minimum penalties.
But Steve Cook with the Association of Assistant U.S. Attorneys disagrees. He says, for instance, there's no such thing as a nonviolent drug trafficker.
Drug trafficking is inherently violent.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
A propeller has fallen off of a single-engine plane and sliced through the roof of a house in upstate New York. Fortunately, the owners of the home in Hageman, New York, were out at the time. The pilot was able to safely glide to a landing at a nearby landing strip. Nobody hurt. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.